doing a quick show for you this week. I apologize. It's mostly my fault that there was no full episode of Geek Stuff this week. I had some things come up in the other aspects of my professional life, a.k.a. my real job, and it precluded me from being able to record, and so it kind of threw a monkey wrench into the works this week. But since Coke Logic took the time to put together a game stuff for this week, I thought, well, maybe I could do something quick and short and cover a couple of things that I thought would be interesting. You know how I do these shows. I'm not going to do a lot of fancy stingers. I'm not going to do a lot of intros and outros and all that stuff. I'm just going to hit on a couple of news stories. We'll go out with the new game stuff, and then we'll wrap it up without a wrap-up. And hopefully we'll be back next week with a full episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Before I start out the show, though, tonight, I should mention, let's go through both of our sponsors, actually. Let's go through our first sponsor, Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey. It's an awesome shop, friends of the show. You should definitely check out their website, suburbanvinyl.com. And, of course, if you're local, you should check out the shop in Suburban. They just got some new artwork done on two of their walls in the shop now. I saw some photos on Instagram. You should definitely check that out. Of course, if you shop online at suburbanvinyl.com and use coupon code BIGKEV, you will get a 10% discount off of your purchase. So definitely check that out. And more stuff coming from them down the pipe, some more shows I know coming down the line. So we'll talk about that a little bit more as they get closer. Of course, our other wonderful sponsor is Superpower Collectibles, superpowercollectibles.com, for all of your geeky goodness. Check out Superpower Collectibles for a plethora, a cornucopia of items, toys, action figures, comic books, statues, some really great product. And, of course, there's a coupon code there as well, also Big Kev. That'll get you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. And, of course, if you spend more than $99, more than $100, you get free shipping on most items that are reasonably weighed. Right, no bags of sand, as Big Kev would say, if you want the free shipping. But definitely check out superpowercollectibles.com and, of course, suburbanvinyl.com. Both are awesome sponsors. And I do want to say, although I'm not going to give you all the details, but Superpower Collectibles is going to be sponsoring one of our raffle giveaways this year at New York Comic Con. And the piece is pretty epic. And before anybody gets upset, I think we're toying with a way of doing some sort of e-raffle tickets as well via a donation system. So instead of purchasing an actual raffle ticket, you would make a donation for the raffle ticket cost. Your information would get collected and go into the giant spreadsheet, or we'll make out tickets for you guys and throw them in the hat, and then we will select the winner after New York Comic Con. But we'll talk a little bit more about that probably either next week or the week after. But let's roll right into some of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight. Normally, or one of the newer things we've been doing on the show is starting things off with trailers. And the only trailer I really wanted to talk about this week, although we will talk about some promo footage after this, is for RoboCop, or as I'm calling it, TronboCop. So the new RoboCop movie coming out February 7th, 2014, of course, Jackie Earle Haley, Samuel L. Jackson, Michael Keaton, Gary Oldman, Jay Baruchel, and a bunch of other people in the film. The first trailer finally hit online today. And it looks okay. It looks kind of like a RoboCop movie, except that he doesn't really look like RoboCop. And when you watch the trailer, they're going through, like, classic designs. I guess they show you classic designs. And then Michael Keaton's like, no, make them black. Make them more tactical. And then he looks like someone from Tron 2.0. So I'm not quite sure. I guess I appreciate the fact that they were doing some sort of cutesy nostalgic thing by showing the old costumes, but I really do think they probably should have just went with a classic style as opposed to this all black tactical sort of Batman, sort of Tron looking RoboCop. But I'll try to post a link to the trailer on the website, and you should check that out. And you can let us know what you think. Of course, if you'd like to comment on anything that I talk about tonight, you can give us a call over at the GVM line, 425-920-6050. And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And, of course, all voicemails left during this week's episode will count towards that 300th episode contest whenever we actually have episode 300. We were going to talk a little bit about that this week, I believe, as well. But obviously that's held off, and I'm going to save that for when Scapegoat and Big Kev are available to talk about it so we can talk about it as a group. But I think we have some plans in the works for that, so stay tuned for that. The other thing I wanted to mention, the other footage I wanted to mention, was the promo footage that leaked, or not leaked, I guess, that was released for Arrow Season 2. Nothing too significant in that footage. You do see the return of China White. Obviously, you see all the main players. I think Bronze Tiger is actually in that trailer. You do see Deathstroke is in that trailer as well. And then kind of somewhere towards the end of the trailer for like a flash of a split second, flash, no pun intended, the screen kind of just streaks red real quick, and the speculation is that that's supposed to be some sort of tease to the Flash, which of course we know will be coming to the show during season two, in three episodes, I think, over the course of three separate episodes. So that's kind of interesting that they threw that in there and cute. Obviously, I don't think we've heard anything else about casting as far as who's playing the Flash, but I guess they're trying to throw something in there or tease it. But while we're talking about Arrow and we are talking about casting, I did want to mention that they're bringing, it looks like, another new character onto the show. Amanda Waller is the character, and the actress that's going to be portraying her is Cynthia Adai Robinson, who you may know from The Vampire Diaries. Amanda Waller is, you know, she was in Justice League Unlimited, the cartoon, and she's in Justice League America. She's in Suicide Squad. She's kind of like, she's involved in the U.S. military. She's kind of like the S.H.I.E.L.D. almost of the DC Universe, except that she doesn't trust the Justice League in the DC Universe. And so she's always trying to figure out ways to protect, you know, the United States possibly from the Justice League, should the Justice League go awry. And what they're saying is that the character is going to be introduced. She'll be a part of the group Argus, which will include team members that they're calling the Suicide Squad, which Deadshot and Bronze Tiger are going to be a part of, which is interesting because, you know, the current incarnation of the Suicide Squad has a lot of different characters on it. Deathstroke is in there. Harlequin is in there. But it looks like they're really trying to expand this universe. And I find it interesting that they're bringing this into Arrow, because I don't know how it would fit into Arrow per se. But if they do actually use Arrow the TV show and Flash the TV show as a launching point for what eventually becomes a Justice League movie after Batman and Superman, then maybe this is all laying the groundwork for that kind of transition and that kind of enemy or story or something. But I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting. So we'll see what happens with that. I know we kind of don't do DVDs anymore, but I did want to mention that out on October 15th, coming to Blu-ray and DVD, is Pacific Rim. No word on official special features yet. No word on if there's going to be a 45 disc set or if anybody's putting out a collector's edition that'll come with a Gypsy Danger or something like that. But still, it's coming out pretty quick. If you didn't get a chance to catch it in the theater and it happens to be playing somewhere still by you, I would go see it in the theater. But if not, certainly on DVD or Blu-ray will be an excellent choice. And October 15th, I mean, that's the weekend of the New York Comic Con, so that's about a month away. At this point, it's not really all that far off. I don't have any product to talk about tonight, but I did want to talk about some comic books and some notable stuff. I wanted to talk about the Star Wars issue 1 came out this week from Dark Horse. Now, for those of you who don't remember, this is the Star Wars book that's kind of based off of, I guess, Lucas's early drafts for what eventually would become New Hope, with characters like General Luke Skywalker, Anakin Starkiller. This is the one where Han Solo is a lizard, that kind of thing. It's pretty interesting, and I wasn't blown away by the story presented in the book. But what I did really like was some of the character designs, and you can see, I mean, one of the Sith characters early on in the book, in the first page or two, the first couple panels, looks so much like a samurai. it's crazy. And, you know, I guess that's kind of playing off of Lucas's influences and, you know, and some of the things that he was basing, the stories on when he was writing them. And it's clearly nowhere remotely near what it eventually became. I mean, other than there are Jedi and Sith, you know. But I almost want to hear Lucas talk a little bit more about how he went from what is presumably this script or version of the script or draft of the script to what actually came out, because it to me, it's such a stark difference. But worth reading. So check that out from Dark Horse, out this week. And of course, the other big thing that I want to mention this week is this is the kickoff of the Villains month. So you have all these Point One books coming out, like OG Point One and Big Geek Stuff 299.3. We did it first. No, but Batman The Dark Knight 23.1 out this week. Batman 23.1 out this week. Detective Comics 23.1. Green Arrow 23.1. Justice League 23.1. Justice League of America 7.1. And those just happen to be the books that I'm reading. But so this is the kickoff of the Villains Month. I haven't really had a chance to read any of these issues yet. I only did read the Star Wars this week before I sat down to record, because I was kind of curious about it. But I am interested in these books. I kind of sort of like the idea of it, although I'm not a huge gimmick guy. But I guess since it's – I kind of like the idea that it's not just the Bat family of books or not just the Superman family of books, that it's a little bit more expansive, and it really is kind of going throughout the DC universe. So – hopefully next week I'll have read a few of those and I can report back on those next week. But the covers all look pretty cool. You know, it's all those Villains covers that we talked. So, you know, for Batman 23, it's the Joker cover. But I would definitely recommend checking those out as well. The only other comics I picked up this week, I picked up Infinity number 2 from Marvel. I also picked up Superior Spider-Man number 17 from Marvel. And X-Men Battle of the Atom number 1. I don't know why I picked that up. I guess because I'm currently still reading Legacy and New X-Men and Uncanny X-Men. So I guess I kind of felt like I should check out Battle of the Atom. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Again, the only thing I read this week was Star Wars. But I will read it, of course, eventually. And hopefully maybe next week I'll be able to report back on that a little bit more. Other than that, that's really it. I really wanted to have more information for everybody this week regarding New York Comic Con, but we don't have our booth number yet. And the only exclusive that I'm comfortable confirming, but I don't want to give out too much details on, is we do have the Rich Page exclusive. Peggy is the character, and it is a candy corn. It's an all-new sculpt exclusively for this colorway of it is exclusively for New York Comic Con and Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So we will have those. We do have at least two or three other exclusives in the works, but I just don't want to confirm those quite yet. But that being said, now's about the time where you're going to check out the new game stuff from Coke Logic this week. And hopefully next week we will be back with a full episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. But thank you for checking out the short episode. And my apologies again for throwing the monkey wrench into the works, preventing us from doing a full show this week. But we will see you next week.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Microsoft has finally announced that the Xbox One has a release date of November 22nd, which is a Friday, 1 week after PlayStation 4 launches. So any speculation that Microsoft would launch before Sony, and then any impatient people that would be tempted to buy a next-generation console now instead of wait a week or two, was pure speculation. Or just good marketing sense. The Xbox One will be launching worldwide on November 22nd. The Nintendo 2DS is not a joke, but that hasn't stopped people from laughing at it. The reason being, it's a Nintendo 3DS that doesn't have the 3D functionality. Why wouldn't you just buy a 3DS and turn off the 3D? Well, the 2DS is for little kids who not only shouldn't look at 3D screens, but the Fisher-Price form factor so that the little tykes don't break their 3DS at the hinges. Maybe it's just me, but if you're too young to look at a 3D screen because your eyes are still developing, and you're so rambunctious that you break your handheld, maybe you're too young to be playing a video game. Why don't you go outside and play? You'll have your entire life to ruin with video games when you get a little older. The 2DS will play DS games and 3DS games, turning the screws to Grandma once again as she wanders into a game store, wondering where all the 2DS games are at, and a confused look falls over her face as it's explained, there are no 2DS games. That should go real smooth. The 2DS will be out on October 12th, the same day as Pokemon X and Y. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons is out now for PC and PlayStation 3, a puzzle game where you control two characters simultaneously with the left and right analog sticks. The game is fantastic, but it's only fantastic for about 4 hours, maximum. At $15, it's something to take into consideration, but sadly this has become the new norm. 15 is the new $10. Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse, is out on XBLA and PSN. I haven't played this recreated Sega Genesis game, but it's getting mediocre reviews. Might want to check out the demo before you buy this one. Doesn't sound like Castle of Illusion has that DuckTales magic. And finally, Sony is dropping hints that they'll be experimenting with virtual reality headsets for the PlayStation 4. With my firm belief that virtual reality is the future, this seems very cool. Whether Sony will start talking about this sooner than later is up in the air. They're still a bit gun-shy from yelling 3D games are the future just a few years ago. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And on that note, we cue the music.